Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Sir Thomas Buxton wrote, "You know the value of prayer. It is precious beyond all price. Never, never neglect it." Gracious God, we know our need of prayer, and yet we often don't take time to enter into serious conversation with you. Help us to see that in all in which we are engaged, prayer can be a plumb line to keep us centered in you. Help us to see that prayer can make us attentive and more receptive to what is happening about us and how best to respond to them. Lord, help us to pray. In your holy name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Lawrence, Senator from 7th, from Stoddard, a quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 11th day, Tuesday, January 24th.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests. Looks like we have a lot of special guests today. Today we have representatives of the Midwestern Higher Education Compact. Missouri is a member of that 12-state compact. And we have three members from MEC, is what it's called, and they presented a presentation to the Joint Committee on Education. Have Lana Olean, if Lana would raise her hand. She is the interim director, a former state senator from the state of Kansas for 16 years. Chairman of the board is Bob Downer from Iowa, and also Pam Shoot from Minneapolis, and they are with MEC.
We're delighted to have our guests from the Midwestern Education Higher Education Compact, and let's welcome them to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Polk.
Thank you, Mr. President, and introducing a special guest. It is my privilege today to introduce the doctor of the day from my district back home from Osceola, Dr. Wayne Morton. He's standing over there, and he also has his granddaughter with him today, Olivia Harrison.
We're delighted to welcome the doctor of the day and the other guest and his granddaughter here to the Missouri Senate. Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President, I have an introduction of a special guest. On my right side, your left, Mr. President, I have with us today the President Evelyn Jorgensen from Moberly Area Community College. And she's done a great job of helping to educate our people in Northeast Missouri, and I'd like you all to make her feel
welcome. Delighted to have the guest of the Senator from Lewis with us here today. The Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two groups of special guests here this morning. First is Danny and Carol Miner of Stratford, Missouri, over here in the light blue shirt, and his wife, if you'd stand up, please. They own Greenwood Engineering and Manufacturing. They've been recognized by the Missouri Small Business and Technology Development Centers as a key company in our area. They sell to defense contractors in Marshfield, Missouri. They're located. and they're kind of a special little story, I believe, that's kind of story that we need all throughout this state. They've started their own company. Their two sons work with them. It's a family-run operation, and they do a great job down there, and I'd like the body to recognize them, please.
We're delighted to welcome your guest, Senator, the guest of the Senator from Christian to the Missouri Senate here tonight.
So I also, Mr. President, joining us this morning are several members of the Missouri Society of Certified Public Accountants. They are here for the organization's annual CPA Day. If they'd please raise their hands over here. Nick Myers from Joplin, Kelly Hare from St. Louis, Kathy Meyer from Overland, and David Ruth from St. Louis. The Missouri Society of CPAs is the professional development organization for CPAs in the profession and is comprised of more than 8,000 CPAs throughout the state.
I'd like us to make them welcome this morning. Let's welcome the CPAs to the Missouri Senate today. The Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to introduce special guests. I have a constituent that we recognize as Missouri Small Business and Technology Development 2011 Stars of Entrepreneurship, Abby Kittrell on my right. Abby, if you raise your hand. She is a self-made woman entrepreneur. She has developed and grown a truly innovative company, Trogo LLC. While pursuing her dream of being a successful entrepreneur, Abby is also providing quality jobs for individuals as she expands her business. I would ask that she be recognized by the Senate. Thank
you. We're delighted to recognize the guest of the Senator from Newton. Where are you? Oh, okay, great. The Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. To introduce very special guests on my left and on your right, Mr. Brian Murphy and his wife, Nina. They are also here being recognized by our Small Business Development Technology Centers. They are an entrepreneur out of the city of St. Louis, BAM Construction, has participated in many major construction activity in our city, and they are also constituents and friends, and I would ask the Senate to offer
them
a welcome.
Let's welcome the guest of the Senator from the 5th to the Missouri Senate here today. The Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to introduce guests this morning. To my left and to your right, I have Brandon Kelly here of BK Bakery. He, like many others in the chamber, was recognized last night by the Small Business and Technology Development Center as an outstanding new business. He owns a company here on Missouri Boulevard, just about a mile west of the Capitol, called BK Bakery, and I can tell you, from the size of my girth, they have fantastic products, very good. Brandon is also with Chris Thompson of University of Missouri Extension Small Business and Technology Development Center. He's a specialist who worked with Brandon in refinancing a solid business plan. We need more small businesses like this in our state, in our communities, and I'd like you to welcome Brandon.
Welcome the guest of the Senator from Cole to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Green.
To introduce some special guests, very pleased to have Mr. Jay Martin and his partner Nathan Taylor here from Springfield, who also received the Stars of Innovation and Entrepreneurship Award last night. And very pleased, I've actually been to the business and have seen the very successful operation and would like to welcome them here to the Missouri Senate today.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Green to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce to the Senate former State Senator Marvin Singleton, who's standing under the flag to your right. He's a doctor of otolaryngology, and he now lives in Arkansas. And I just hope that the Senate will give our former colleague a very warm welcome.
We're delighted to welcome Senator Singleton back to the Missouri Senate. He served here for, I believe, 12 years, right? And left in 2002. The Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got some special guests here today. I've got three business award recipients of the Missouri Small Business and Technology Development Center Award from the 2011 Client Showcase. The first one is Energy Americas of Columbia, and it's owned by Dr. Yunsen Xu, who is here. It's a business that provides ground source heat pump technology and installation, and Dr. Hsu is a professor with the University of Missouri College of Engineering and associate director of the Institute for Environmental and Energy Technologies. He's a recipient of a $2.5 million Department of Energy demonstration grant to install his ground source heat pump technology in poultry production at a facility in Cooper County. I've also got with me the owners of the Galactic Fun Zone of Columbia, these two owners, Lorenzo Williams and Monty Weirich. And I think most of you will recognize them playing for the Tigers from 2004 to 2007. The last time they were here, actually, was right after their 2008 victory over Arkansas in the Cotton Bowl. And their business, the Galactic Fun Zone, is a laser tag arena, arcade, and bowling alley, and concession stand, pool table, and lounge for adults. And I got to tell you, every time I go by that parking lot, it's packed. It is a very popular place with people of all ages. And then not present today is Dr. Charles Widmeyer, who's a veterinarian, and his business is Comparative Clinical Pathology Services at Columbia. And I just want to point out that what Extension does in working with these entrepreneurs to make sure that their ideas actually go from their heads out to the ground and capital investment and creating jobs, I think is just outstanding. So I'd ask that the Senate make them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Boone to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Johnson for a second round of introductions.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the second time, I have some more special guests, and they are also award winners from the conference last night with the Small Business Development Center. We have Brandon and Chris Kursik, and they are the owners of Chilhowie Grocery, LLC, and that's the hometown of Jim Howerton, our Senate Administrator. So we'd like to welcome the Kursiks here and congratulate them on this great award.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate. The Senator from the 23rd. Well, the Chair has an introduction that may be on behalf of the Senator from Christian as well. The smiling face of Senator Dan Clemens, our good friend, is back with us and here with me on the dais. Please stand up and take a bow, Senator Clemens.
Thank you. Thank you.
He must not be able to make any hay this morning. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I stand to make an introduction of a special guest. We have here to your right, Mr. President, and to my left here in the gallery, Grace Zeller. She is an intern here at the Capitol for the Senate. And she's here with Farrah Fight, but she'll be working day in and day out. She's a first-year student at the University of Missouri, and we are so happy to have her here and hope that everyone will welcome her this morning.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Stoddard. Surely there are more introductions. We've hardly had any this morning. No? Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I have a joint resolution that requires no explanation.
Senator, we are not on that order of business.
Sorry.
Resolutions. For what purpose does Senator from St. Francis seek recognition?
Mr. Could I inquire the Senator from the 24th?
Does the Senator from the 24th yield? I do not see him in the chamber. Oh, yes. The Senator from the 24th, you have a request to yield from the Senator from St. Francis. Senator from the 24th, you are being asked to yield for inquiry.
Thank you. While he's approaching, Mr. President, I would recognize my CPA up here in the upper gallery, so I'd say hi to John Crouch. But I wanted to talk to the Senator from the 24th when he gets here.
Do you yield, sir?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Senator, I'm here this morning to thank you from the Boy Scouts of Farmington, Missouri, because of your win. Some of you know Ron Gladney. Does anybody know Ron Gladney, who is a labor attorney, heavy Democrat from St. Louis, that's also married to Congressman Joanne Emerson?
I am familiar with
you. Remember? I remember when she got married to him. I was introducing her that next week at the Lions Club in Farmington, and I mentioned the fact that she got married, and he was an attorney, and he was a Democrat, and he was a labor lawyer. So from some of us Republicans, the only thing we were happy with, he was a guy. So anyway, I wanted to thank you for the Boy Scouts, because he came to my office yesterday, And he had a little friendly wager on your election that he bet $100 that you couldn't win and that Barbara Frazier would take you. And I want to thank the 127 people at about a dollar a head that got you here. And the Boy Scouts of Farmington want to thank you for the contribution.
If I may inquire.
Yes.
And what odds did you get from this gentleman?
Well, it was...
Even money?
I bet $10.
And you're a financial advisor.
I didn't have that much confidence in you. Thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Very good.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the order of business of resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The Senator from Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward. Care to explain, Senator?
Yes, this is a resolution urging the USDA not to go forward with an implementation, a possible program that they would have that could have dire consequences on United States agriculture. I ask that it be printed in the journal.
Senator, it shall be printed. Thank you. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward. And it is in the form of an SJR, right?
It is an SJR, and I would like to thank the Senator from Boone for his recommendations on under which order of business to bring this up.
Okay, read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 14, an act relating to the collection of state highway revenues offered by Senator Schaaf.
Senator, no explanation. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 175, introduced by Senator Munslinger et al., an act relating to public contracts.
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 176, introduced by Senator Munslinger et al., an act relating to public construction.
Explanation.
Senator from Phelps.
I have three bills.
Send your bills forward.
They are selfish.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 177, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to Department of Mental Health investigative reports.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 178, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to surgical technology.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 179, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to marshals in fourth-class cities.
Senator from the 8th, send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 180, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to bicycling state holidays.
Senator from Saline. Send it forward.
Self-explanatory.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 181, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to the Motorist Insurance Identification Database Program.
Senator from Clay.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
Mr. President, they are self-explanatory.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 182, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to the Small Business Regulatory Fairness Board.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 183, introduced by Senator Ridgway, an act relating to Social Security numbers.
Senator from the 5th.
One bill, Mr. President.
Send it forward.
It requires no explanation.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 184, introduced by Senator Wright Jones, an act relating to charter schools.
Senator from Howell.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send your bill forward.
Just round seven of an eight-round fight. Thank you, Mr. President.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 185, introduced by Senator Pergeson, an act relating to the imposition of a sunset upon certain tax credit programs.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Amendment's consent of the Senate to withdraw Senate Bill number 168.
Does any senator object? Seeing none,
thank
send
Mr.
the
President.
Bill back. The senator has withdrawn that bill.
I have a new bill.
Send
thank
your bill forward. And read the bill of the senator from Cape.
Senate Bill 186, introduced by Senator Crowell, an act relating to the Circuit Court of Cape Girardeau County.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
I have two bills, Mr. President.
Send your bills forward.
Self-explanatory. Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 187, introduced by Senator Lager et al., an act relating to private nuisance actions.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 188, introduced by Senator Lager et al., an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right, your left, Mr. President, I have two entrepreneurs that are up receiving an award today, and they have a display out in the rotunda. They founded Respond Right EMS, and I have Donna Weiss and Tony Milan here. They are entrepreneurs. They are training our paramedics and EMT forces to prepare and doing a fantastic job. They started out in a small business incubator in St. Charles County, just moved out of that, and their business is thriving. They're working with the local community college. I know they're also guests of the senator from the 23rd in there, and he was. So on behalf of the senator from the 23rd and myself, please welcome Donna and Tony.
Please welcome the guests of the two senators to the Missouri Senate. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you inquire the secretary, see if we have messages from the governor? If there are appointments, please waive the reading and have them printed in the journal.
The answer is yes, and they shall be printed in the journal and not read.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, would you please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments? And also, Mr. President, please refer SCR 5 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics.
It shall be so referred, sir.
Thank you.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next order of business will be announcements, and I would ask you to recognize for announcement.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're going to go into recess for the purpose of receiving a committee report from the Committee on Governmental Accountability, and kind of along with that, announce to members that we will be working on the perfection calendar on Thursday. So, thank you.
Thank you. Announcements. Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion. Many as are of the opinion should prevail, say aye.